Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Umad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, which deals with Kama Inyonim HaNekroim Dova Ovid. Now we're going to get into a little bit more what is allowed to prevent financial loss on Chol HaMoed. So Mechava starts off Sif Aleph. Misha Hofach HaZesov, if somebody was turning their olives, they're doing this as part of the preparation to go and squeeze the juice out of the olives. Oshab Yeno Babar, or he has wine already in the pit. After it's been pressed out, it goes into a hole in the ground called the bor. In these situations, you need to go and finish the process or else it will spoil. Now, he had done this before Yontif started. The Eira Ones, and either some accident happened, some unexpected circumstance came up, or Sheshachach, or he just forgot to do it. Onisatzel, he was lazy, he said, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never came, and now it's Chol HaMoed. Shayasavu, Shayachalishos, the gear we have is La'acharegel, the Mishnah Berurah will say Adli Acharegel, basically saying that the person thought he would have time to do this, even though he didn't do it before Chol HaMoed, he thought he'd have time to do it after Yontif was over, and no financial loss would occur. And either because of the accidental circumstances or because he forgot it, because he was lazy, he didn't do it before Yontif started. He thought he'd have time to do it after Yontif was over, and now in the middle of Yontif on Chol HaMoed, he realizes he's going to have a financial loss unless he does it now. So, since this is a financial loss for him, the Mechaber writes, Zolef, he's allowed to continue the process, the sprinkling over here. We'll see exactly what that means. Vigomer, and can finish off that step in the process, and even go on to the next step, is Mizafes and Chovios. He can go and put the barrels and seal the barrels with either the oil or the wine inside of them. And this is true, Ben Kitanos, Ben Gedolos, whether they're large or small, Vigof, and he can seal it. The Ramo explains, Pirush, Shiosim Hem Migufosim. He can go put the cap on it, the top of the barrel on it, and seal it. Hechavios, these barrels, kidarko, in the normal way, below shinui, without having to make any change, because this is a dover of it, and he's allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. That was a mouthful. Now let's go and see inside all the Mishneh Berurahs. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. He says that this is this Hofach HaZesov, or the wine in the bar. What is this? Pirush, derechu shenosnon bimaiton la'achar l'kito. The normal way to put your olives, your grapes after you pick them, is to put them into some sort of a press. V'tzovrim shom, and you gather them over there. U'minichan, and you let them sit over there, k'dei shi'eschamimu, so they get heated up. V'yispashlu, and they mature a little bit more, me'alein, on their own. And then, v'nosnon v'esabad, and then you put them in the press. V'derechu shemahavkinoson k'shemachnison. And the custom is that you turn them up and around, you move them about when you put them in there, in order that they should get their juices out better. And if you don't do this right away, you let them sit after you turn them over, poste, they're going to get lost. They're going to be a financial loss for you. So therefore, in this situation, as the Mechaber taught us, you're allowed to go and do this on Chol HaMoed because you have no choice and you have a financial loss. Then Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Beis, Yeno Bavor, if you have wine in the pit. Also Klishayai Nofa Bo Minagas Kori Bor. That which comes out of the press and goes into, that's called the bor. That's the collecting receptacle in the ground. Vim Lo Yorik Hayayin Misham Vietnam Bechavis, and you don't take the wine from that bor and put it into the barrels, Yitzchamit Sayayin, it will get ruined. It will spoil. Kishayamot Shom Bebor Megula, if it stays in an open pit for a while. The Chavetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskel Misha Hofach, says that the opinion of the Rambam is the Mutagam Lahafakosum Lachachila. You can even do this Lachachila on Chol HaMoed, and the reasoning is, Taimo, the Kivin Shinasorim B'maita, once they're in the press already, the Yizman Lahafach, and the time is to go and flip them, to turn them over. If you don't do that, it's also going to be a Dover Ovoid. However, he says, look in the Chidushi Aritva, Shekosav Da Kol Fi HaMokim Ezman, that there's no general rule. You have to look at each place and what the circumstances are. And at the time of the Rambam, this Haficha, this turning it over, was necessary. Otherwise, it would be a Dover Ovid. But it may not be that way in every place and time. You have to look at the circumstances. The next, Bir Alocha Umezafe Sechavios, the Gemara is brought down as saying, Zovsin Chavisa, you're allowed to go and seal this barrel. And Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef say, Mashma Minayu Dimeforshe Bisholyayin. That's talking about wine barrels. And the Rambam is saying that it's also Mashma for oil barrels as well, the same thing. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, the Eira Ones. He had it all prepared to do it before Yontif, and then something came up. Shemech Maso, because of this onus, because of this accident, Lo Yochel Ligmor Pulas Azesev Ayayin Kodem Amoid. You aren't able to finish off doing this all before Chol HaMoed, before Yontif started. And therefore, you thought you'd have enough time ad the achar regel, sifkot and dalid, kein tzorach lomer. That's what it means to say, that you thought there would still be enough time when you were lazy, or that you just forgot about it, you didn't get around to it, and you said, no big deal, I'll do it after yontif. V'rotzo lomer, and what the Mechaber is telling us here, the Mishmur says, is shesavar, he thought, shafilu miyoshu b'zeisim ha'ufuchim ad the achar regel, even if I don't go and do anything for these zeisim that have been overturned, until after Yontif is over, and I don't finish it off till then, he thought nothing would happen. It wouldn't be the end of the world. Because of this, he didn't finish them off before the regal started. But then he saw he made a mistake. And therefore, he's allowed to now do it on Cholamoik as a Dover Ovid. Mishmur adds as well, any other similar circumstance, in regards to the wine. It's not only the olives, it's also the wine in the bar. Same thing. The Achshav B'moed, and only now, on Chol HaMoed, Roesh Im Yanichim Kach, if you leave it the way it is, Ad Achar Yontif, until after Yontif is over, Yeh Lo Mizeh Hefzed, it's now going to be a financial loss for you, which you didn't realize previously. So in both of these situations, Mutu Ligmor Pula Sazeis V'Yayin, you can finish off the activities needed to save the olives and the wine, Kedarkon B'chol, just like you would do it on a normal weekday. And how is that? What exactly would you have to do? The hainu, shetochein azeisim, you can grind up the olives, v'dorchen, and step on them, u'machnis melchoves, and put them into the barrel, kedarkon tomid, like you would normally do it at all other times. And the same thing with the wine. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hei, zolei for gomer, what does that mean? Hainu, shezeisim anitonim shom beveis habad l'sochton, the olives that are in the press, that you're going to squeeze them, mutal l'sochton, you're allowed to go and squeeze them, kam upon them several times, ach yugmar schitosan, until they're all pressed out, all the olive oil is pressed out. And by the way, the Mishmur tells us, Kol midi d'shofuch, all of this pressing and pouring out the oil, kari ziluf, that's called ziluf, the sprinkling it. Likewise, in regards to wine, getting out the last bits of wine from the grapes, kari ziluf as well. That's also called that when you take the wine from the bar and put it into the barrels, that's also known as ziluf. And that is allowed to be done for either the olives or for the grapes. And as we said, this doesn't make a difference whether it's large or small. Ben ketanos ben gedolos sifkot and vav nokat l'tavai. We say both here are allowed. Why? The bechol echad yesh stag b'pniyatz v'l'hokel. Each of them has a aspect of kula that you might not have realized. That's why it had to tell us both of them. You can't say, well, if you tell me the small ones, certainly I can do the large ones. If you tell me the large ones, certainly I can do the small ones. No, each one has a chiddush. Haktanos, the small ones, the chiddush is the enamuot. These grapes have very little wine in them. And therefore, the enamuot below nafish psidayu afim yozav miat mien. And if you lose a little bit, not a big deal. So I might have thought, therefore, you can't do it. And komakom mutter, you're allowed to do this because the ain tirchaz the fisasa miruba. Because to take these grapes and they're in the bar and to bring them into the barrels is very little effort and very little work. So even though there's very little loss, but since there's very little effort, you're allowed to do this. This parallels an idea that we had in the previous year. And Agdolus, the large ones, after Tirchos and Meruba, there's a lot of work over here, but again, it's permitted, Mutter Mishum Dinefish Pesidayu, because there's also going to be a larger financial loss. So therefore, again, by the amount of effort, that will determine whether you can do it or not. So for a small effort, you can prevent a small financial loss. If there's going to be a large financial loss, then you can even do a large effort. Let's look in Dirsha footnote number one, where he brings down, V'imhoi yochel ligmoris puloso aidei sheiskor poalim. Okay, you don't have time to do it before Yontif starts, but if you hired workers, you could finish it off. So the Chazanish writes, Mechuyev b'zeh afilu shein darku b'kach. You have to hire them and not leave it for yourself to do it on Chol HaMoed. You can't leave it for yourself on Chol HaMoed, even though you normally do it. You don't normally hire workers. But here, in order to prevent you from doing work on Chol HaMoed, that you're mechavein melachto l'moed, that you're specifically waiting to do work on Chol HaMoed, so here, you should hire the workers. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that the Ramah in Yoredeya tells us Leinyan Haheter LeKohen LeTami LeMeis Mitzvah. A Kohen is allowed to go be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah. So how come we don't say go hire somebody to go and do this? Whereas we let the Kohen go be Metami. So he says the difference between that is because it's not the Kohen's responsibility to take care of this Meis Mitzvah. He doesn't own the Meis Mitzvah. He's doing a Chesed. So we don't charge him money. We allow him to go be Metami to the Meis Mitzvah. But here, this is your obligation. And therefore, you aren't allowed to go and leave it to Chol HaMoed if you could spend money to go and prevent it from being left for Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, the Eishel Avrami B'Chach brings down linyan mischar, in regards to produce that you have or items that you have to sell. And if you left them to Chol HaMoed, there would be a dover avi. So he says, are you mechuyev to sell them to a nachri on Erev Yantiv? So go and sell it to a guy, and this way the guy is the one that's technically selling it on Chol HaMoed. Are you obligated to do that? That's like a trick. Are you obligated to do that? And he says, no, you're not mechuyev to do these types of a trick, since Dover Ovid is permissible, so you're allowed to go just sell it in the way that is halachically permissible without having to make a trick and say, well, it's like owned by a guy, and therefore I'm not really selling it on Chol HaMoed. The issue footnote number two brings down, and my yoch lasos in yon of mikvar, if you could have done it before, and you left it because I had plenty of time before Yontif, plenty of time for Yontif. So how do we view that person when he doesn't have plenty of time for Yontif? So the Mogen Avraham writes, this is considered an onus. And here he brings down a whole discussion, why is that so? And ultimately brings a raya from davening. Most poskim say that if a person said, oh, I got plenty of time to daven, he was lazy, he should have davened then. But then he forgets, and then an onus comes, so he's still allowed to daven a tefillas tashlum, and we don't call him a mazid in that situation. So to over here, he thought he really did have time, and then if something came up and he didn't allow him to have time, he still is allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed as a dover ha'aved. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, who adin the yochel sakin and chovios the koshum bakolim, you're likewise bringing down from the Mordechai. You're allowed to go take these barrels and tie them with akolim. Akolim is some sort of like a hoop or some sort of a binding agent to keep the barrels taut. So he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zayin, these things are called shakorim reifin, which are chishukim, some types of bands or hoops. Mimeshu dover ha'ave. Because again, the barrel will be ruined, it will break, something will happen to it if you don't do this, so you're allowed to do this. The Ramah continues and he writes, but you have to be very careful that there isn't any cheating over here, that you're really not mechavin, you're not intending, oh, I'll do this on Chol HaMoed because I got plenty of time then. You really have to do everything you can before the moed starts. Certainly, if you think that there's going to be a need to do it on Chol HaMoed, you absolutely have to do everything beforehand to make sure that you don't leave things for Chol HaMoed. Then the Mechaber continues and says, V'chein shola pishtanu min ha-mishra, person taking out his pishtan from the flax pit, from the waters where the flax is soaking, v'chol kayotzi b'zeh, midavar aved. And anything like this is going to be a financial loss. You are allowed to go and do this. Ubavad, again, the critical point is, shelo yachavi melachta b'moed. You can't intentionally do this on Chol HaMoed. It's only if it comes up, for whatever the reason, that you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So you can take the flax out of the flax pit, etc. Anything that comes up that becomes a dover of it on Chol HaMoed, and not that you specifically left it for that, is allowed to be done. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ches tells us, that it's talking about removing the flax from the flax pit, soaking in the water there, once its soaking has been done. It's soaked for a long enough time. If you don't take it out then, it will get ruined. Sifkot and Ches, but again, you can't save it for then. And this goes, akol asivkoi. This is on everything that we discussed here. It can't be that there's wink, wink. I didn't intend to do it on Chol HaMoed. If you intend to do it on Chol HaMoed, then it's aser. It's only if it comes up that now you're stuck and it will be a financial loss. If you don't do it on Chol HaMoed, it's allowed. Sivkot and Yud. Hainu, show you b'choltu l'zeh b'shayi mosa shana, o kodim regel, o liachar regel. When we're dealing here that you could have done it any other time of the year, either before the regal or after the regal, and you left it now for Chol HaMoed, v'hu mitzamsin osa l'moed, that is what is osa, that is absolutely forbidden in that circumstance. The issue footnotes 3, 4, and 5 have additional discussion about this, but we don't have time right now. Ayin Sham. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mutur lahachnis peros b'pnei ha-ganovim. You're allowed to go and bring in the fruits that you have outside so they don't get stolen by ganovim. You can do this on Chol HaMoed. In einam b'mokom imshtame, if they're not in a safe place, so you can bring it in on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph tells us v'gam b'zeh, and this too as well. V'chaim b'chol dover ovid, and all the other things that we're talking about with this financial loss, osu l'chavin l'chatchila. You have to be very careful not to wink, wink, and say I had no time to do it, but you really did have time to do it, and you're saving it to do it on Chol HaMoed when you're not busy. And therefore, osu l'chavin l'chatchila l'hashus ad amoid. You're not allowed to leave it there until Chol HaMoed. And even though he's not doing a malacha, it's just a little bit of extra work. You still can't save it for Chol HaMoed. The issue, footnote number 8, has a very interesting discussion about, are you allowed to turn on lights on Chol HaMoed? Maybe you should say, turn them on before Yantiv and leave them on all during Chol HaMoed. So in the first paragraph in the issue, footnote number 8, he says, no, that's not really considered something that you mean mechavin melachto b'moed. That's only said when you're doing something differently all year long. And you could have done it in that way, and now you're doing it specifically leaving it for Chol HaMoed. Here, you turn on the light when you walk into a room. You don't turn it on 3 days beforehand. So that's not called being mechavi melachto l'moed. So therefore, you can turn on lights on Chol HaMoed. Not a problem. Another interesting question is, what about toilet paper? He says, do you have to have pre-cut toilet paper, quote, Shabbos toilet paper to use on Chol HaMoed? Or can you take a regular roll of toilet paper and cut it as needed? So he brings down a whole discussion for various poskim who basically say you're allowed to use toilet paper, regular toilet paper, and cut it on Chol HaMoed. That's also not considered that you're specifically leaving something to be done on Chol HaMoed. However, he does bring down from Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's all. Yesh makum lahokel shalol lahokin kodim Chol HaMoed. Well, you don't have to do this and prepare the pre-cut toilet paper before Chol HaMoed. You can rely upon regular toilet paper and cutting it on Chol HaMoed. He says, if you have right in front of you the pre-cut paper or the not yet cut toilet paper, so you have Shabbos paper in front of you or regular toilet paper in front of you, he says, his personal opinion is, Yesh l'shtamish b'niyah achotuch, use the Shabbos paper, imein b'zeh hefsid mamon, unless there's a significant financial loss, it's better, he says, to use the Shabbos paper in that situation, because, after all, it is already pre-cut, so why not use it? I would suggest on my own, which is something that I rarely do, that maybe if there's also a significant difference in the quality, the Shabbos paper versus regular toilet paper, there may be significant differences in quality. That, to me, would seem to be also a consideration into being mekel, like most of the poskim are mekel in any event. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Umiyu yasa b'tzina." You should try to do these things b'tzina as much as possible. Kigon shiachnisein b'layla, bring it in during the middle of the night. As the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Yud Beis, k'dei lo lifok minei chur b'liyama. You shouldn't cause other people to not realize that you're doing it in a permissible way and they say, hey, I saw him do this, it must be that you're allowed to do this. So you always have to be concerned that you're going to basically have a marisayin situation, you're going to cause other people to make a mistake. Then he adds, v'imudavar sheyesh bo pirsum b'layla yosem b'yom. If it's something that would be actually more evident if you did it at night than if you did it during the day. For example, k'yon shesorech l'agniso b'avukos b'kolos. If now you'd have to take it at night with all sorts of torches and lots of noise, yachnisim b'yom, then it's better to do it during the day when you're actually not going to make such a big fuss about it. The Ramah adds, hagoh, v'imeyev sholasol son kimefahesi. If there's no way to do it other than doing it publicly, so then hakol shari v'dav ravid. The bottom line is, it brings out from the Magid Mishnah, the Mordechai, that you are allowed to do this. It's a davar avid, and that's the din. You try to do it b'tzina where possible, but the bottom line is you're allowed to do it. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, also lasiyah mamono miyirli. You're not allowed to take your property from one place, from one city to another city in Lobishul Dover Ovid. Except, again, if it's a Dover Ovid. We learned this previously, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kon Yud Gimel, Ayin La'el, in Sim Tov Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Aleph. That feel also here, even in the same city, Lefanos Kelu L'chotzer Acharis is also, you're not allowed to take your property from one place to another place if there's no reason to do so. For Chol HaMoed. So why is the Mechaber mentioning it here again? He says, for the last point that's made, because if there's a financial loss, then you're actually allowed to do this even from one city to another city. Sifdal, the Mechaber writes, if you have figs that are spreading out in the field to dry, liabish, to dry them out, and you're afraid that in the rain or the dew is going to get them moistened and it's going to ruin your drying process, so you're allowed to cover them up. You're allowed to cover them up with straw, even a very thick covering of straw, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, and Sifkon Yadalid, bring from the Yushami, Yumuchami, Yushami, that if you lack our kash, even to uproot the kash from the ground, min amechuber, is mutter in this situation, mitzorach zeh for this purpose. And he brings it down in the name of the Ritva, because again, it's a dovra aved. Sif hey. The Mechaber writes, Mishiyesh lo schora, if somebody has business, he has merchandise, Shem lo yavchena mimato lamala. If you don't go and flip it and change it from the bottom to the top, you have to air it out or just flip it around. You likewise are allowed to go and flip it around here on Chol HaMoed because otherwise it will be a davar aved. So all of these five seifim that we did today, they're all giving us specific examples of a davar aved, which if it was not able to be done before Yontif and it will not last till after Yontif, you are allowed to do it on Yontif. Ideally, you should do it b'tzinah, so as not to cause trouble, but if there is no choice, then you're even allowed to do it b'farhesa, because the din is a dover ovid is permitted on Chol HaMoed. With that, we conclude today's shir.